Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are occasional days where I wish that there is no greater blessing than doing a program that is close to your domicile. And in my case, is within the walls of my domicile. And then there are days when it just gets a little crazy because you're managing home stuff when you shouldn't be thinking about home stuff. Mm. So I just wanted to say,
home stuff.
Everyone, leave me alone.
Mike, this is why you shall forever be known as Johnny Skylight.
Johnny Skylight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, what's happening to my clock here? Hold on a second.
Hey, man, TikTok. What's happening with the clock? Yeah. Clock management.
Look at that.
Hey, it's
what?
Not so great.
It's not how numbers work.
Either that or the show is really, really dragging today.
What is the deal with that?
You're all locked up and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
You know what you might need? Hard restart.
For the phone?
Yes. And your life.
In my life, I think it's that kind of Tuesday.
Do you have iOS 11?
I don't know.
That's not a good. Does it open up into a larger suite?
Hey, we want to give Rob a moment here. Rob and I, a lot of people were talking on Facebook about the fact that Rob and I have this silly little bet on Facebook. It is a silly little bet.
It is.
That we were going to ignore Facebook for a week. Rob has been dealing with it. I don't know. We haven't talked about it on the show, so people are not aware of it. But Rob's been going through a very difficult time at home because of his mother's husband, his stepdad, who passed away this week. And you know, we're lifting our little Facebook rule because Rob communicates with a lot of his friends on Facebook, and we're going to do that next week. I know that you know, it's been a while coming, but you've been through it, and your stepdad passed yesterday, and so it's a sad time for all of us. Our heart goes out to you, but I know you wanted to take the beginning of the show and talk about that.
Just a few words, if I may. As a selfish kid growing up, I never realized what my mom sacrificed, because I jokingly say I come from a broken home, but my parents divorced. And my mom spent most of my life early on making sure that I was taken care of and I was her priority. And because of that, she had to sort of put all of her stuff in the back seat. And she lost a lot of years of stuff that she could have really had a good time with and enjoyed herself because she prioritized me first. I didn't realize that until I got a little older. And so when I was 20, 21, moved out, did the college thing, she married her husband Dave in 1994. They spent 23 years together. And it was so great that he was able to be in her life and make her a priority from that day on and make her feel special and give her what she deserved, because she's so unselfish that it's not her nature to be a taker. And it's nice that he was there to give her what she deserved. David Allen Goddard died yesterday at 2:30. He was age 70. It's very young nowadays for someone to die at age 70.
That's young. That's young.
He was diagnosed with cancer of the stomach about a year and a half ago. They gave him what they said would be about 3 years, and he did not last the 3 years. Obviously, he's survived by my mother, his son Josh, and wife Tammy, their kids Trent and Ever, his son Justin, who you guys were lucky enough to meet the last time we were in Fort Myers.
You're close to him too.
I love my brothers. They're such good people. And right. His wife Jen, and of course me, Carrie, Julia, and Robert. The hardest thing for me here, and I can only speak from my viewpoint because it's my viewpoint, is that watching other people deal with the death of someone that they love, particularly my children. And Robert was so close to Dave. And
how's he doing?
He's broken up. It's weird when your kids get to be into their teen years and you see them cry.
And it's the first time for kids that age sometimes, many times when hopefully that's the first time they have to deal with death, and it's tough to watch.
They both remember my grandfather. They both remember Big Daddy, but they weren't old enough to sort of synthesize and deal process with his death, process his death. This is one that was really, really hard, and it happened so fast that this 3 weeks ago, Dave was ready to pick out a suit and go to a wedding. I mean, he was ambulatory. He was with it. And then it just turned so fast. On Sunday, the family went over and he was able for the last time to speak and tell Robert and tell Julia and tell Carrie how much he loved them and how important they were to him. And I'm glad that that's what Robert takes with him, because yesterday, by the time I got to the house, the breathing was labored, and it's just incredibly tough to watch someone die. And I've seen it too many times. I hate it.
Yeah, you've been through that a lot, and it's not, it's something where you're glad you're there, but you don't want to be there.
No.
You know, you play that video in your head a lot.
And there are so many layers to it, because when he finally passed, the initial reaction from all corners was a sense of relief. But then the grief happens. Mm-hmm. But it is so nice that the hospice care that he received is mind-blowingly wonderful. He was
able to
pass.
I'm so glad you're mentioning hospice, because I think that they are, a lot of people raise money for hospice, but the hospice nurses, who are young in many cases,
yes,
very, very young. It's a young group, at least that's my experience.
It's a very, very special breed of person.
Absolutely.
That can do it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my Lord.
Sainthood for these. They're so great at what they do.
They allowed him to pass in his home, and the efficiency of, after his passing, of attending to my mother. And by this time, all of the medical care equipment will be gone. And, you know, this is what they do. They take care of it. And he died in his own home. He died in comfort. He died surrounded by a good bunch of family. I've got the best family. There's just a couple things I want to say, is that it's so hard as a father to not be able to fix something for your kids. Mm. And I've been through this before. And that's one of the life lessons that I've gathered thus far in my time on this coil, is that there are times that you have to let go and just let things happen. And that's what's so tough. And if I can impart anything to my children, is that, guys, I'm so sorry this is happening.
Yeah.
But there's nothing you or I or anyone can do. And you just have to make the best of it and grab on and hold on to the memories. And one, I don't want to make this so morbid, I want to close with something
mildly
entertaining.
You're doing great.
He was an amazing musician. He spent all of the 60s and much of the 70s as a touring musician. He played with real rock stars. I remember he saw Billy Preston on American Idol once. He said, "Hey, I smoked grass with him." when we were going through some of his stuff, he had a home studio in the basement, and his brother Gary is up from Florida to help coordinate the arrangements. And he's going to help get rid of, sell some of his musical equipment. And my mom says, "What's down there? Are there like 6 guitars?" And Gary says, "Sharon," he's from Florida, he's going to access, "he has about 25 guitars."
Does he really?
Yeah.
So he's a guitarist.
Oh, he's a marvelous guitarist. And my mom said, "If we could only pay for the funeral with effects pedals."
So, that's amazing. Yeah. I never knew that. You didn't talk about him a lot.
He was so much fun to talk music with and to watch music with, and I will miss that. But I love the fact that he bought Julia her first instruments. He was the one that got Robert.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So that legacy will live on. He was an Air Force veteran, served his country proudly, and will be interred at Culpeper, which is the auxiliary cemetery to Arlington.
Yep.
And his ashes will be buried in a Fender guitar lunchbox. And that says,
oh my God, that is such a hippie.
Yeah, the world. It says the world about
him.
He's a
hippie.
So,
oh, wow.
A couple weeks ago, when he was still with it and we were planning his ceremony, and he was involved in it, which is great, because I could say, "Do you like this? Do you not like this?" I said, "What about a charity?" He says, "I'm all for charity, but make people send flowers. I want a lot of flowers." I said,
"Amen.
Yeah, do it."
I'm with him on that one.
So we're doing what you do in this modern time. We are looking for Yelp reviews of funeral homes.
Are you really? You
yes.
haven't picked the funeral home
no,
yet?
No, this is a couple weeks ago. The arrangements are in place now, but this is when we're starting.
Oh, I was saying it might be a little tardy
for
I was worried for a second.
So we're looking through the Yelp reviews, and there's one place in Loudoun County that's really, really well reviewed. Now, you should know that Dave found his way to Christ later in his life, and he led worship, and he was a guitarist at church, very religious man, a student of the Bible, very smart guy, and fun to talk about that stuff with. And we're going through all of these Yelp reviews. And I said, well, this one is very highly regarded. There's one bad review. He says, well, what did they say? He says, they didn't do a proper Jewish burial. He said, Rob, not a problem.
Oh, my God. There you go. There it is.
So anyway, you know, I will miss him so much. And I this is a very, very selfish thing to ask. But if you have a moment, just send some positive energy to my mom. She's got a tough road ahead of her.
Amen.
And
Sharon,
I love her
we're
very
thinking
much.
Of you. We love
Absolutely.
You. You know, look what you gave us, this big head Todd guy that we work with every day. That's, you know, I say it to people and I mean it, though, because it's the one thing I found to be true. And it was said to me when my father passed away. I don't know who said it. I don't know who to credit for it, but I think it was said by maybe multiple people. But, you know, the fact is that the human spirit is stronger than the body. And I do believe that. That's not a religious statement.
No,
that's that. The human spirit will live on in Sharon and in your kids, and because that's the memory and that's what you take with us. I think of my loved ones that have gone before every single day, and that's the deal. Mm-hmm. That's the way. I know a lot of people say there's you will meet your loved ones in an afterlife situation. And a lot of religions are predicated on that, but I really think the fact, a cold hard intellectual fact, is that you do carry that person with you.
Yeah.
And that's how they live on. That's how they're in your mind. And you may think of them when it's your time to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way it works. And I think that gives me strength when I'm going through that kind of stuff. And
it's so normal, and it's so expected, and it's such the part of the fabric of our life, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah. It doesn't, because, you know, probably nothing worse than sudden death. And especially at a football game, am I right, ladies?
Oh, no, my God.
No, but the fact is, when you're talking about the...
Somebody, he lost the coin flip this time.
Somebody that has a
no
a
one
shocking,
gets the ball.
Kissing your sister. It's a tie. It's a tie. When someone passes away, suddenly it's got its own set of circuits. When you know someone's going to go, you have the time to prepare, but it's still, it has its own way of sucking, because you're watching it.
Yeah,
and it's
and
not
the finality.
Fun. It's one of the saddest things in the world when you know it's coming, but it is more peaceful, ultimately, if things are done properly, which they were in your case. And I had no idea. I mean, and you have paid tribute to him today by sharing this with us. I had no idea. Because he was a musician. 25 guitars. That's a serious deal, right?
Oh,
there,
he's
know?
Great. He was great. The band The Tams. If you ever search the, you can go on Google. They had 3 or 4 big hit records. They were a Carolina-based sort of shag band, but it was great. They used to call him look for the vanilla guy. Because he was the one white guy in a soul band. And their publicity shots, it's always easy to spot Dave.
Wow. Because
he
That's
was the
amazing.
One white guy. Yeah, he was a great musician.
Did Big Daddy know about that?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Was he okay with it?
We have to go back to our shtick. We can't help
of course.
It. That's what
and
we do.
And this is also a testament to Rob, because Rob's been dealing with this off air for some time now. And, you know, I want to thank you, but also let you know that, you know, I feel comfortable speaking for Mike as well, that we're here for you as a family. So anything you need, man.
I know. You guys are the best. And I try to keep you updated as best as possible. But also, it's when it is so prevalent, this is a great escape for me. Sometimes it's just the 80 minutes that I can spend with you guys and I don't have to think about it. It's the best. And you guys have been so immensely supportive behind the scenes. So thank you guys for that. That's...
Yeah, yesterday, you know, as I said, Rob, I guess, posted something on Facebook and was like mortified that he did that. I'm saying, are you kidding me? I mean, it's like,
it's
excuse
so reflexive.
Me.
It was we, so we, reflexive.
We, you know, it says he mentions that his stepdad passed at 2:30 yesterday afternoon. And they said, plus, Mike, get ready to give me S. I accidentally commented on Facebook today. Hard habit to break. I'm an idiot. You were squirrely at that point because you weren't thinking clearly.
You're
that,
right.
The
You're 100%
do,
right.
And that's what it was. I said, so I said, condolences. I said, if you think I'm worried about the Facebook thing, you don't know much about me to think about.
Yeah, we're
that's not
friends.
We're not thinking about that crap right now. You know, we are suspending that and dive on all you want for as long as you
what
want.
What did you post?
I commented someone, I got a, what do you call it, an alert that someone made a comment and I answered it. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It was like someone hit my knee and I kicked. Yeah, it's like, I'm so dumb.
I think in due to circumstances, yes, we will lift the restriction on
Facebook.
A little
Facebook. Act of God.
Yes. We will. Yeah. Oscar.
Am I right?
It was in
so
the fine print.
So deliciously inappropriate.
It was in the fine print.
We will lift it, but we will revisit it because yes, Rob and I were talking before the show that it is amazing how reflexive it is and addictive. It really speaks to that. And I want to start fresh.
Lift
and
embargo.
Then we will move on from that.
Embargo lifted. Act of God.
Next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. Frankie, shut up.
Doesn't he know I'm grieving? Tell that dog to give it up.
Rob's grieving.
I'm grieving over here.
God, Frankie such stares grief. At me. Stares at me. I want to go out and poop. By the way, I did today, just briefly, you know, I want to thank Beluga for the double wrap around the neighbor's mailbox taking a dump when I was looking in the other direction.
Yeah, things are tough, you know, all it's over, like, Mike.
You think you got a bad luck? My dog walked around the neighbor's mailbox today right after he took a dump. Come on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time,
parakeets,
we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes, do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
There, let me turn that microphone
that
on.
That was live for Bubble, Mike.
From the Pfeiffer Studios in our the new Bubble, live and well. Live from our studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air on demand, and we are heard 24/7. We love our app. You will love our app. Update it or get it. Just enjoy it. It's a wonderful app, and it's a great way to get our content, especially when we do Wide Open Wednesday, and you can call right from the app. It's fantastic. You can listen live. You can get all the archive shows on it. It's fantastic. It's approved by more.
More and more.
Todd Moore. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's not Todd Moore. That's M-O-R-E.
Right.
That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it is brought to you by Draft. Oscar had a rough weekend in our draft league.
Yes.
Rob and I were both successful. Why don't you give us the update, because I'm delighted to hear my successful results.
Your successes, President O'Mara, yes.
Thank you very much. That's right. Otherwise, I'll tweet about you. Yeah.
Your win was very bigly.
Let's not bury the lead.
Right.
In the big sillies draft between myself, Rob, and Mike.
That's the one we went public.
I came out the champion, all right?
But not you by won. Much.
Yeah, so
you're not the big loser.
I'm not the big loser.
No.
Wow, and you don't count to be the big loser, right? Because you didn't get in all in the 2 contests that Oscar and I got.
I
will be the biggest.
No,
you're responsible. We're responsible. We had a lot of fun, though. Point nine points I got from Stefan Diggs. He had a groin injury, but he got me the win between Rob, Mike, and I. Now,
yeah, you know what's going to hurt his groin is when I kick him in the nuts for getting 0.9 points.
To the lead. I'm not going to bury the lead.
No.
I bet Mike $100, basically it was a $50 bet, might put $50 and $90 was on the table, right? Let's say $100 bucks just for fun. We had a $3 margarita bet. Mike pounced me. 97.94 points for M. O'Mara.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
And 59.34 points for Oscar F. Santana on draft.
He will not drink real drinks.
He took home $90.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
You know, when we do our draft, what day of the week are we going to do our draft?
Thursday.
Are we going to do it Thursday?
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning when we do our draft, I think we don't do the auto draft this time. I think we pick our own players.
I'm down for either.
Yeah. Then again, I do love the speed of the auto draft.
It's like, it's a, slot like a slot machine for you.
It is.
I take it back. We'll do it the same way we did it last week.
Yes, I like it. Yeah.
And we'll figure out what you be the quizmeister, and you figure out how we're going to do it this week.
Everyone's winning and
name
losing.
Name the league something different
you'll be
every
sick
week.
Of winning.
I will say this, Mike. Did you watch the games a little closer?
You'll be sick of winning.
Did you know what's going on? I'll talk about that in the body of the show after the mailbag. I was all sportsed out. Hey, it's draft. We're talking about draft. This one wonderful app. You play real live snake draft. Drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league, but it's fast, it's easy, it's lightning fast.
Oh, it's
much easier to get involved and then sit back and enjoy the NFL Sunday. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries. Draft starts every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. You can get involved in a snake draft. The best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. That's how easy it is.
Yep.
You put Draft in your app store, you're going to get it. Or you can play from your computer, like I do sometimes. I do both. PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours. Limited time only. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make the first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS.
Do it.
Rob, I'm glad you gave that tribute to your stepdad. That
Thank
was
you.
Wonderful. That was about you and your family. But today, it's Tuesday, and we have rearranged the schedule on the Mike O'Mara
it's
Show.
It's the new fall schedule.
It's the new fall schedule, and Tuesday means it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time.
You.
All these things it's you. All about you.
Woo-hoo.
It's all you. About you. You.
All of the time.
Here we go. All hail Mackenzie Mayfield. She's now a true teenager.
Hey!
13 years old and the pride of McDonough, Georgia. Hi, Mackenzie. Have a wonderful birthday. You're a wonderful kid. Amy Hudson has a birthday on Friday the 13th. Ooh, scary. Ooh, Amy Hudson. Ah, Boo Berry. Count Chocula. Frankenberry. Hi, Rob, Mike, Oscar, and Pony. I was hoping you could wish my little girl, Sophia, a pretty good 9th birthday. I can't remember who it was in Mike's... Why? We still laugh at this in my family. I can't remember who it was in Mike's family that said, pretty good, but it's Aunt Regina. It's Digga. We called her Digga. Pretty good. How's the turkey, Digga? Duh, pretty good, pretty good.
Please send a text to Teddy to listen to this segment.
Pretty good.
The fact that there is someone wherever he is in Hagerstown, Maryland, that is talking about Aunt Regina.
Aunt Regina. Anyway, he does know that everyone in my family now uses that saying every day. Hey, Sophia, have a pretty good birthday. I'm a longtime listener and always will be, so keep the funny coming. Thanks, Todd Bayer.
Awesome.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Gentlemen, I just wanted to offer congratulations to Oscar and his lovely bride, Shannon, on their recent nuptials.
Yay. Very sweet. Thank you.
In lieu of a present, I have made donations in each of their names to the Human Fund. Wow.
Wow.
That
I bet Oscar would rather have a gift.
Human Fund.
Yeah. He would. He's still
the fake fund, Mike.
Take care, Jeff Heller. Jeff, get him something. Anyway, a random request from Kelly Crockett. Would it be possible for Tim Gunn to say hello to Juliana? I have to say this. I am truly falling in love with the impression requests for the kids that are for the little kids. So,
but you have really, really ruined it by saying that.
Really?
Yeah, because now everyone's going to say, my kid wants you to, you know.
A random request from, somebody posted their kid hearing his birthday.
So
that was cute.
And it hooked me.
Yeah.
A random request from Kelly Crockett. Would it be possible for Tim Gunn to say hello to Juliana, age 7, and Morga? Is it Morga or Morga?
Morga.
Morga 5, and Emmeline, 2. They know him as the voice of Bailiwick, the butler, from Sophia the First.
Right.
He's doing some voiceover. You let's can see him at Tim Gunn.
Let's
bring him. Let's say hi, Juliana. Hi, Morga. Emmeline. Hi, kids. Hope you're all doing well. What are you wearing? Are you wearing the fashions of the day? Juliana, Morga, Emmeline. Juliana, Morga, Emmeline. Juliana, Morga, Emmeline. That's wonderful. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you.
Mike, thank you for making it work.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Moving right along. Good morning, gentlemen. I wrote a couple of weeks ago about my children's unruly picture-taking behavior. Oh, Michael had his yesterday, and I don't know how it went. I didn't find
school
out.
Pictures?
Had a school picture yesterday. I wrote a couple of weeks ago about my children's unruly picture behavior, and that I had it tamed by saying waddle doodle.
Remember that letter that the kids wouldn't stay still until she did a grease man voice.
Waddle doodle.
Yeah, buddy.
From the deck of the Jack Tide. Yeah, have you, Rob? Have you done a deep dive on the grease man Facebook page?
Never deep, because what happens is whenever Grease posts anything, 40,000 people send it to me. So there's really no need to dig. They just present it to me.
So have you seen the ones where he's like at his kitchen table?
Oh yeah.
The filthiest of jokes.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like there's like 80 people just off camera?
Just
like,
standing in the kitchen staring at Grease.
Tell that joke, Grease Man. I love when you tell a joke, Grease Man.
Grease Man. Anyway, waddle doodle. I was so excited to have made you gentlemen laugh that I replayed the segment for my family, and my daughter, for the life of her, could not understand why her name was not specifically mentioned. So I would like to wish Aaliyah.
Exactly.
It's A-L-I-Y-A-H.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, a happy birthday. Aaliyah turned 5. Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. Great racetrack.
Aaliyah is the funniest, most wonderful kid I could ever hope to have. Not trying to diminish my son or soon-to-be-born second daughter. Aaliyah. Hopefully now she will stop asking me why her name wasn't mentioned on the radio. Aaliyah, a grateful mom, Samantha Deshevsky. Let's sing a little song. Aaliyah, the greatest kid in the world. Aaliyah,
the greatest kid in the world.
There it is. Gents, I have
needy.
A Crown Royal fueled birthday greeting for the bag. Caleb Lowe turned 30 last week, so he's just dipping his little toe into the wading pool that is the douchebag 30s. There you go, Caleb.
Congrats.
Hey, guys, wanted to share a quick Vistaprint story. My wife ordered some business cards using the TMOS code and paid extra for expedited shipping. We tracked the order through the mail, but noticed it got hung up en route. When we contacted Vistaprint, we fully expected them to tell us to contact the post office, but instead they reissued the cards for free with free expedited shipping.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wow.
The cards arrived in 2 days and solidified our love of Vistaprint. Great customer. Service equals long-time return customers. Absolutely your fan, Jimmy Patterson.
Jimmy Patterson. I love his novels. Bam.
I grew up with a Jamie Patterson.
I was talking of James Patterson, the author.
James Patterson. I grew up with a Jamie Patterson.
And not an author?
No, but I think a rich guy. Becky Scaletta writes, I would like to wish my sister Ann Manning de Dios. Ann Manning de Dios. It's kind of gets very American and then very ethnic.
There. Yes.
A very happy birthday. Not only did we share a bathroom for 15 years, but we also share a love for the Mike O'Mara Show. We have been listening for over 20 years. We are not leeches, as we each buy each other the bonus show for Christmas every year.
Nice.
I love that tradition. We have attended bonus shows, rolled our eyes at Oscar's misogyny, and are closeted Rob Mobbers. Boo!
Stay in the closet.
Boo.
Here's my favorite sentence of the mailbag today. We both adore you, Mike.
Oh.
I don't know.
Thank her for being my best friend.
Tastes stale to me.
Yeah.
My best friend. Happy birthday, Annie. Oh, Annie. She hates it when I call her Annie.
Annie.
Hey, you know what? You want to make it even worse? You say, little Annie Fanny.
Oh, yeah. Especially the British use of the word Fanny.
Jesus, Rob remembers that. No, that's okay. We'll explain it to you in a later show. Daphne Cashin writes, I just wanted to say thank you to you and everyone on the show for discussing Hurricane Maria and the conditions in Puerto Rico and sharing the different ways people can help. Also, I've gone through the show's Amazon page to buy items for care packages I'm sending to my family on the island. The items include water, purification tablets, and everyday items that are difficult to find in Puerto Rico. Thank you guys for everything that you do every day. It is our pleasure. Sure. It's nice to see. I was watching a news story with the generators that are at Kennedy Airport going to Puerto Rico. And, you know, I really think we still keep our eyes on that because, because of that whole Mayor Trump thing. I worry about crap like that. I just wanted to send you guys an email to thank you for lifting my spirits over the past week. My wife and I were at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas. Wow. Thankfully, I was able to navigate through some of the back streets behind the Tropicana and the Hooters Hotel to get us safely to the back of MGM Grand and to get to the monorail so we could get back to our hotel at the opposite end of the strip. Jesus, how horrible. Your podcast is literally the only thing that has made me smile this past week. Please continue the great work you do. You have no idea how many people you have helped get through some very tough times. Sincerely, Sterling S. Burke Jr., not a tick. God, thinking of us during what is that stuns me right
one,
there.
The one sentence there about what he had to do just to get to safety.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Five different locations of prowling. God bless
him. Oh, boy. Those poor people out there. And today ended the updated story today that there was a security guard that got shot 6 minutes before the shooting started. That's kind of a weird development that I will be watching closely. Attention, today is my son Eddie Wokus's 13th birthday.
Eddie!
Hi, Eddie!
Eddie!
Where's Eddie? He was here a minute ago.
Now they're all named Todd.
As a father, you try to find activities that can help you bond with your child, and listening to TMOS is the thing for us. Better than sports.
Hey, it worked for me.
I got Eddie hooked about a year and a half ago as we would listen together when I picked him up from musical theater rehearsal. He's a mini Rob. I'm grooming him to be another Rob. That's wonderful. What clinched it was the Rosemary's Baby Hail Satan clip.
Here's a little treat for them.
Okay.
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
God. We laughed our heads off. After being a fan for 23 plus years, it's great to see my son carry on the tradition. If possible, it would make Eddie's day if Bob Barker could wish him a happy birthday. Keep bringing the funny. Love you guys. Matt Wokus, Orangeville, California, outside of Sacramento. Let's spin and see what happens with this. Okay. And this is for
Eddie.
For Eddie, right? Bob, spay, neuter. There we go. Let's bring
that's
it
progressive, yeah.
Well, hello. What do we have for Eddie?
Let's bring in my successor, Drew Carey. Come on in, Drew. Oh,
Drew.
Yeah, how you doing, Eddie? That's great. Yeah. That's terrific, man. Yeah, you get that? Yeah. All right, Eddie. I'm Drew Carey. Drew, I'd like you to leave now.
Yeah, all right, pal. Get so upset. See you later. All right.
Now, it's just me and Eddie and the Price is Right spinning the wheel. Wonderful Eddie has a birthday. Spay and neuter your pets and say a prayer for Dorothy Jones.
Oh, Dorothy Jones.
Dorothy Jones. Mentioning her the other day.
DJ Barker. Right along.
The other day, I had a real rager of a problem accessing the bonus show library. But, yeah, there was some stuff going on. Wasn't there, Pony, the other day? Wasn't there some stuff?
I don't think there was anything too bad.
There's some issues.
Thank you.
Yes.
The other day, that's the kind of direct answer I've grown accustomed to.
Well, there weren't. Okay, there were not.
I remember the bonus show as being excellently funny.
The other day, I had a real rager of a problem accessing the bonus show library. But Pony was there to lend a hand. He provided so much relief. Oh, my. That I had to say thank you. I'd prefer
no problem at all.
Is this supposed to be dirty?
I didn't get any dirty from it. No.
Well, if you maybe it's my filthy mind. Maybe
no,
I have that
I'm hearing
mind.
Dirty.
I don't see it, guys.
No,
all right, I'm going to take it sentence by sentence.
Okay.
He provided so much relief that I just had to say thank you. I'd prefer to offer my thank you orally. But shooting my bounty of thanks across the interwebs will have to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
What a mouthful.
Yes.
A lot to swallow. Oh, come on, Rob, to be sure you tricked me. But before everyone in studio.
I was a merry prankster.
What a mouthful. A lot to swallow, to be sure. But before everyone in studio is completely drained. I just want to say that your bonus show package is simply amazing. Each week you fill your listeners to. Okay, that's enough. All right.
Can you at least read his postscript?
P.S. Peter North. All right. Rob's humor right there. That is
it was nice,
deal.
I thought.
I hold in my hand our final letter.
Yay!
Dear Mike, Rob, newly married Oscar and Pony. First of all, that case of soda I promised should have arrived Monday from Amazon. Yes, the TMOS portal. Sorry for the lateness, so I made it a case of Red Bull.
Hey, good for you, Oscar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And did it arrive?
Not yet.
No.
Oh. Anyway, the real reason I'm writing is I'd like to wish my wife, Maggie, a very happy birthday, October 9th. While she does not willingly listen to the podcast, it is forced upon her, thanks to me. She is an amazing woman who keeps it tight, even at 37 weeks of pregnancy. Wow. Oscar would be proud. If there is a chance that we can get lucky on the big wheel and get her a birthday message from the gingerbread man, I'd be eternally grateful. Thanks to you guys for all you do. John Gerstmeyer.
Well, so we spin on this?
Let's spin and see if we get Maggie the greeting from the gingerbread man, all right? We're in a tuxedo.
Hey,
there we
nice
go.
Pins.
It's another match. Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Gingerbread man, do you have a birthday greeting for pregnant Maggie?
Maggie! It's so great to hear!
It's Maggie.
But you're still keeping it tight. Remember, that baby weight doesn't mean you can stop running on that treadmill. Love ya. Happy birthday.
There we go. All right, we can start the show. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, I want to give you a movie review.
Oh.
I went to the cinema, and I'll give you my pick to click right here. Michael Burris. Look at you. That's special.
Oh.
Just come in. It's an open house. I don't know who the hell you are. Just come in.
Hey, after they fix the skylight, why don't they put in a revolving door?
No. I'm going to the Parker Meridian. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Here it is. Here it is. Bottom line.
Bottom line.
Bottom line, huh?
You're a bottom line
bottom
guy?
Bottom line guy? I know I am. I feel like doing this in my 50s guy voice. I don't know why.
Do it.
Bottom line. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business.
Mm.
With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer. And then the mailman picks it up. It's as simple as that. That is the bottom line. No more post office. Let me do it seriously.
Hey,
no more post office.
Anything about Kevin Ryder?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder.
No, listen. You don't have to worry about the post office. You can mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything. We've told you about Stamps.com. If you're not using it, you're missing out. Domestic or international, just click, print, mail, and you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, flexible, reliable, Stamps.com. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I went to the cinema this weekend.
Actually went to the theater?
Yes. What was our date night? Was it Saturday? I believe it was Saturday. Saturday we went to, we had date night and we do movie and dinner. We don't do dinner and a movie. We do movie and a dinner.
Okay.
That's the way that goes. And we went to see The Mountain Between Us, which was interesting because it was the story of Carla and Mike O'Mara.
No,
I'm just
not.
Kidding. I'm kidding, of course. That's a joke. Anyway.
I have a question for you after seeing it.
Sure.
Is Oscar going to like Beau Bridges?
He's really not that relevant to the film.
But they
I don't
say
want to give a spoiler.
But they say his it's a brief role. But they say it's pretty good.
Well, Rob, you might appreciate this because I have harbored, since I watched Bloodline,
yes,
perhaps doing a Beau Bridges, because every role that he takes on now,
it's just him.
It's kind of like this.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Rob? Hey, Rob. You want to come down to the house?
Hey,
yeah,
Bo, when are you going to trim those eyebrows?
How about my nose hairs? Would you like me to trim my nose hairs?
That'd be a good movie.
Yeah. I'm going to study up on
the nose Bridges. Hair between us.
Yes. Nah. Yes, that's a fantastic idea. I'm going to trim my nose hairs. So he's that way. That's just my dog. Go over and pet my dog. Why, you're doing that? Are you petting my dog? Yeah, Beau Bridges for you right now. Hey, how are you? Hey, Oscar.
Yes,
hello,
yes,
Oscar. Bob. How was your wedding?
It was great. We didn't have a piano there, though.
Your wedding.
Yeah.
God.
Remember when you were one of those Baker boys?
The fabulous Baker.
You were fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was some show. It was. Yeah, it sure was. Beau Bridges. Jeff Bridges, yeah.
And your
dad.
And
then, of course, you got Jeff Bridges. You know, Jeff Bridges now can only do Westerns, and we're not really sure why. No matter how much you surf the net, you're not sure why he always talks like this. I don't understand what's going on with that, but that's the way he talks. Well, I see you're coming up to the bar. Maybe I would get you a sarsaparilla or something. Yeah. Yeah, get him a sarsaparilla.
I got a
That's
script
a good
for you
idea,
and your
Jeff.
Brother, Bo.
That's right, Bo. What?
I've got a script for you and your brother. If I don't know if you want to work together again, it's called The Fabulous Speech Impediments.
Nah.
We don't know. Am I the only one? I love Jeff Bridges, and if he's had some sort of oral problem,
I don't
where
think he has.
That might be the what's the one where he's got Chris Pine? What's that that one that got nominated? That was great, where he plays the Texas Ranger, and the two guys go out and are
criminals.
Oh,
that's right. He was really
Hell or High Water.
Over the top, talking like Jeff Bridges and that. But I just heard him on the Mark Maron podcast, and he sounds just like the old hippie that he is. Yeah,
he does. I got to listen to that.
Character.
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm jealous of Mark Maron.
Maron has Bo.
And he's a great actor, by the way. I watch Glow.
Isn't that a great
Gorgeous
one?
Ladies of Wrestling. And Mark Maron's like an incredible actor.
That scene where he looks at the girl.
You know,
says,
when you have to accept the fact that someone just is more talented than you are on multiple, more intelligent, more talented. You know.
Well, thank God you haven't had to do it many times, Mike.
I don't play the game of bluster. I don't, okay?
Right.
Mark Maron is a smarter, funnier, more talented person than I am. I can't help it.
But
I think I'm a talented guy, but Mark Maron is a brilliantly talented guy.
He's
and
not
he does a podcast that's infinitely more successful.
He's not as happy as you.
Oh, he's not happy.
He's miserable.
He's not happy.
He's
at
a
all.
Miserable guy.
Yes. Right. But he's miserable in that show Glow.
The scene when he looks when he looks at that the lead wrestling girl and he says, I don't know if you're attractive or not. I keep looking at you, and sometimes you're hot, and sometimes you're not.
It's truly a wonderful program.
It
and,
is.
But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about, Beau Bridges.
Because
right?
You went and saw that movie.
So Beau Bridges is a teeny, teeny, tiny part of it. But the movie, synopsis. If you're going to pitch the movie, a couple
elevator
goes
pitch.
Up. Two strangers are delayed. They can't get to where they need to get, and so they have to charter a private plane. Plane goes down, and hilarity ensues.
They're calling it the feel good comedy.
If you are hot to trot to see this, turn your podcast down or your radio show down,
right.
Because there may be a spoiler alert or two in here. I am here to tell you, it was good. It was entertaining. I was not checking my watch. It got better as it went on. However, I believe that when you're a student of cinema and you go to a lot of movies, continuity is important. You have to have continuity.
Did it lack
continuity,
it?
And continuity, I think, is most important when you're talking about close-ups of someone who's been injured and has scrapes and bruises on her face.
Oh.
Mm.
And to the producers of The Mountain Between Us, Idris Elba and Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Lots of chemistry. And Carla, you know, has the hots for Idris Elba.
And Kate Winslet has held up rather nicely.
And Kate Winslet has held up I'm not even sure how old this beautiful woman
she's
is. But
78.
She's beautiful. Did Dan O'Brien in the background. Yes. That young.
Yes.
Was that his little tip in?
Yes. Did Doc
in the band say that off that camera there?
Yeah, Doc in the band.
Good. His mic was off, but he continues to do his own show.
That's good. I like that.
If we had high def radio, he would be on sub channel 2. The Dan O'Brien commentary track.
With the Russian network.
That young.
What? So, two things about this movie. The continuity. Yeah, you get a close-up of her, and then next shot, she's not as banged up as she was, and she's not, and she is, and she's not, and she is. But the acting was so good that I think it carries a pretty basic plot line. But the other the continuity error was they got a dog in it, and at one point the dog runs off, and then magically in the next scene, the dog's on a leash again. It's like, come on, get your continuity together, okay?
Best
don't be lazy.
Dog. Will Oscar like dog?
Yes, he would like dog.
Dog, good. Good, good. Dog, I like good. Dogs good in dog. Movies.
The thing about it is that I think that it demonstrates that making movies is a Herculean task.
Ask to Harvey get Weinstein. All of this,
to get the...
Yes.
Yeah, he asked me to watch him make a movie.
There was a mountain between him and a lot of his...
Yeah, well, they
co-workers.
There was no mountain going on at all.
Hey, you want to come in the kitchen?
Can you believe that creep?
Did you hear what he did in that kitchen?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's. Look, when I think of moguls, I think of the casting couch and go, you know, you could get ahead in this film if, if you really showed me some love. And then you move on. This guy.
There, I've just got a tape. Blatantly, got a tape in the audio vault that you'll want to take an antacid after I play
the
it.
The deviant side of what, the allegations horrible. That have come along in the past 3 days,
mm-hmm.
Some of it doesn't even make sense to me. I was like, how is that your kink?
Yeah, how is that
but
hot?
Do you remember when the Trump tape came out and we were having a discussion about the fact is there's locker room talk and then there's the idea of doing that, and that in all the locker rooms I've been in, including locker rooms with the Washington Capitals alumni, professional athletes that, had women and all that and thrown themselves at. You never heard that specific thing. I listened to this story about Harvey Weinstein. I'm thinking, maybe these uber powerful guys that are pervs,
right?
They try this crap because in many cases, it's sick to say, but they get away with it. Is that
maybe?
There are 9 settlements. So they're getting away with it.
And
someone
also the one thought that crossed my mind
it's
is
tragic.
When you
so
are
gross.
So powerful, maybe you get off on being in a subservient manner. Because it's
what do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean.
When he's having women watch him, that's sort of putting him at a disadvantage as far as a sexual power struggle.
But if you're
struggle.
Making them do it,
but, yeah,
making them watch you.
But that once you get in the situation, maybe that's his mindset. But that's the only thing I can come up with.
But that was, I didn't read, creepy. I haven't read a lot
Because I never
about
enjoyed it.
It
when I did it.
I haven't.
Yeah, we did that to Mac, though.
He liked it.
I haven't read a lot about Mac. It, but is that his particular kink, that he liked to have them watch him?
And one he instance, liked to be watched. He liked to be watched.
Yeah, yes. I know of
like,
two.
If you say no... to hooking up one of his,
especially when the guy looks like an uglier version of Shrek.
Yes,
it's like Shrek.
One
with
of
a
his accusers says that
hey,
she.
How would you like to look at?
He cornered her in a hallway and said, and like made an advance. She said no. He said, "Well, at least watch me do this."
Yeah. And also, God. He asked someone. I forget. It was a notable star to watch him in the shower.
Let me just think about this for a second. In your drunkest.
Yes.
All right. In your drunkest, can you imagine you do that? Say you do it. And I don't think there's any evidence that he did this because of substance abuse.
Haven't heard that.
He did this because he did this, right?
Because he was
Can you imagine?
He could.
Wouldn't you go to bed with like fear in your heart that your world was going to, how many years did this guy get away with this crap? And then
not if you've got 9 settlements under your belt and you think you're Teflon.
Yeah, you compartmentalize it.
And also when you look at
him, you compartmentalize. And if it's an addictive behavior, it's also a different story.
His heart trouble has nothing to do with this.
He has heart trouble?
No, I would just say, look at him. Don't you think his heart has more worries?
He looks like a clogged big, gross, sloppy guy. Yeah. He's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always looked gross. Yeah. He's got that, you know, he's not only a big sloppy looking guy, but he has the stubble doesn't work for him.
To be fair to anyone, you know, think about it.
This is always dangerous.
If he's the kingmaker, and it's really, the word's not fair, but if you put yourself in that position, and you are a up-and-coming actress.
So to speak.
Or actor, right?
Yes.
And there's a situation like that. Then, like, if they're the kingmaker and something like that happens, like, you're not on a level playing field to say, what if I do this?
That's the scary part.
That's horrifying.
That's the scary part of
in an industry, by the way, that is infinitely the hardest industry to break through, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then can make your, you know, world change.
Yes.
And the thing is... A lot of celebrities are coming out right now and saying they knew of this. I believe in the celebrities that come out and say it was
Meryl Streep.
Everybody knew she that said this
she
was
didn't,
going
Well, she
down.
Said she didn't know, but she was disgusted with the fact that.
Yeah, and Clooney said a very similar thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you get a Clooney and a Streep, it's easy for them to come forward because they've been stars so long.
Right. They probably never had
to deal with this crap. He's on his best behavior, but it's weird. Anyway, getting back to The Mountain Between Us, the other thing I wanted to just say was, this all happens on her wedding day and she crashes with this guy and they have a love affair and they end up getting together. And
it's a love story?
Yes.
It's a love story. And Carla liked it a little bit too much. I said, she dumps her husband, you know. Carla's like, yes, she does. Yeah. So my paranoid juices were flowing rather.
If I were in the same situation.
No charge for you, Carla.
I would have said, yeah, but I like the dog. The dog was good, right? What about the dog?
No chores. That's right. No charters. Yeah, that's right. No charter flights.
With swarthy black men.
Yeah. Well, he plays a neurosurgeon.
Is he your favorite actor named Idris?
Absolutely.
I think so too for me.
And he's smart and he's talented and, all the things that Marc Maron is. We're going to take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Nothing that is
wrong. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
It's me, Gary Stein, feeling very warm and fuzzy.
Absolutely. We're not here to promote our show, The Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein, which is part of the Moore Broadcasting Empire. We're here today for something special, and that's to say congratulations to our good friend, Oscar Santana.
Aw,
hey.
And?
Wow.
And his lovely bride, Susanna?
Sharon.
Sharon, his lovely bride.
No, it's Suki. Wasn't her name Suki?
No, not Suki.
That Suki!
Was oh, Shanana, something like that?
Shannon.
Oh!
Oscar and Shannon.
Oh, man. You know what? Ozzy's not going to like this.
This week they tied the knot. They got married in a bowling alley, I believe. If I heard correctly.
He's not one to spring for much. Does she know that he got married last year?
She doesn't know anything about that. Anyway, congratulations Oscar and Sharon.
Hilarious.
We wish you a long, happy marriage, at least a year until you get married again.
Alimony can be a bitch.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That was funny.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Gary. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Texture. Was reading my Texture today.
Nice.
I have a list of favorite magazines on Texture. There are a variety of magazines on Texture, and some that I'm proud to look at, and some that I kind of take a quick peek at,
sure,
as I did this morning before the show. Maxim. It's fall. There's a chill in the air, and there's no better time to curl up with a great magazine. But who wants to deal with all the clutter? You don't have to. You just get the app Texture. It's fantastic.
Texture.
It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines, including
Maxim.
Texture gives you access to, well, there was a mountain climber. She was a mountain climber profiled. Well,
it's like that movie that you saw.
Yes, the Mountain Between Us.
That's right.
Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. You can read all day right from your phone. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now.
When?
What? at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture was one of Apple's 2016 iPad apps. So throw another log on the fire and start your free trial right now. Here's the call that I want you to know. I'm sorry. I almost read that. Hey, I do pretty well, right?
Great.
I read
pretty
a lot.
Well, pretty well.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS.
Nice.
As Bo Bridges likes to say, you'll never stop reading.
There was a little bit in there, almost a taste of Carol
Burnett. What would it be like if he's behind his desk, Harvey Weinstein's behind his desk, and Bo Bridges comes in to discuss an upcoming project? Harvey!
I think that's all you need.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ, man. Put that away. God almighty.
I'd watch that.
Harvey is trying to get his new movie made, Shakespeare in Love with himself.
What if Jeff went in to see Harvey? Oh. Where you got in your hand? Put that away. That's disgusting.
Do you think Bill O'Reilly would ever want to do a movie deal?
All right, let me see. Listen, Harvey, good to see you. Hey, pull your pants up. Come on. Come on. Do it live. All right, so I can't. After we started discussing that, while I was trying to talk about a movie,
sure.
I'm thinking about Weinstein right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So, this is the one thing I wanted to throw out there. So the guy gets fired from the Weinstein Company.
Yes.
And a guy like that, it's not like losing a job that's paying your rent, correct?
No, it's
this man is richer than Jesus anyway. The question is, will there be any fallout for him? Will there be criminal fallout? There won't be, correct?
Well, there are a couple of things at play here. One is that he was the face of the Weinstein Company. His brother.
They're going to rebrand the Weinstein Company. You will never hear the Weinstein. It'll never be on a screen again. That's the way. That goes away. They're already retooling it. They're already going to do that. They fire him. But what I'm saying is,
I think that there's more up there. If it's found out that the money came from the company, not him personally.
For the settlement.
There are liabilities, not just for the Weinstein Company, but for the partners and everybody involved, right?
Right.
So the idea of making movies, for them at least, has been lucrative up until the last couple years where they haven't had this breakout hit.
You know, shame in America is something that is a rarer and rarer commodity. Mm-hmm. It certainly does not exist in our American culture like, say, it would exist in a Japanese or Chinese culture.
Yeah, those are shame cultures.
The idea of face.
That's why Pawnee loves them.
But there is none. Really. I mean, what it is denial. What it is I'm never wrong. What it is no apology. Because I actually had my mind drift into this when I was watching the 50th story about Harvey Weinstein. And I was talking about the fact that he wrote a desperation letter to CEOs and to these power brokers begging basically for
his job to
get a second chance. And then that went away and they publicly fired him. And it's this massive, you know, network news every night humiliation. And I thought to myself, do you think a guy that's this messed up, do you think in his quiet moments that he reflects on, like, you know, taking a bucket of sleeping pills or something like that? Do you think
some years ago, but I think you've talked about the way our culture has developed to past it, because there are people,
cover your own ass. There's no honor in our culture anymore.
There are people whose jobs are to be hired when someone is scandalized to get them through the scandal.
Yeah,
and so
it's an industry.
Crisis management. He'll get through this, and it's disgusting that happens. The only positive that I see coming of this is that if this does come out that this was the culture at the Weinstein Picture Group or whatever, that this is obviously something that has gone on in Hollywood for many, many years. More people are going to be outed. It could start a tidal wave.
Yeah, and it makes it okay. Look, it shouldn't have been a problem before, and it shouldn't have been. So, and especially in 2017, this should never have been something that people had to hold on to as like an industry secret.
Exactly. Right.
Can you imagine
this opens
more,
that door? People
just physically
out.
Looking at the man, can you imagine a more intimidating presence? That
no.
You have this mogul of moguls who looks like Shrek with a 10-day beard,
mm-hmm.
and you walk
backed
in and you've got
power and money, you know, and success.
Yeah. you want to talk about, you know, the Trump factor of being intimidated by a guy that can't say I'm sorry or,
right,
you know, have normal human reactions to other human beings. Imagine this guy. This is the same type of thing. This, yep, is the same type of thing. I'm not sure whether I want to put it on an equal footing politically, because Harvey Weinstein, outside of being a donor to Democratic causes, was not in the arena.
Yeah, but in his world, he had all the power.
Yeah,
in his world of movie making,
yeah, he was completely
he had all the power.
And I would imagine that do you think are guys like that? Let's take away the deviant sexual behavior,
okay,
and just put it on a human level of being shamed. Do you think this guy has that chip, or do you think, I mean, I, that's why I, you know,
I don't think
that
people change. I don't think he has it.
I think everyone, not at that age, everyone starts with it, but I bet it has decayed and gone away.
I think you get the chance parallel. After, I apologize for cutting
go
you
ahead,
off.
Go ahead.
After the first settlement, where you have to pay someone for doing something so wrong and lewd and painful that you are doling out $100,000. How much is it in today's dollars? Who knows? But at that time, one of his settlements, after that first settlement, doesn't matter the money amount, but when you have to go to court, explain what your actions were, why and how, and your thought process, that's when you take a personal inventory of what you're doing with your life.
Well, I would imagine.
If you're going to do it.
I would imagine. In the world of lawyers, everybody thinks they're, you know, these scumbag lawyers have,
right,
no human relations with these clients. But I would imagine that if you were going through that kind of a settlement process and you have a trusted attorney that is your personal attorney who's representing you, at some point that the attorney would say, you know, you gotta avoid this behavior. That's not necessarily just being a good guy. That's an attorney giving his client legal advice. You can't do this again.
But
you have to.
Nine times
that had to be said to him.
Of course.
That had to be said to him on multiple occasions, yeah, and he blew it off.
If I draw a parallel with another showbiz story, it's broad strokes, of course, but look at Elvis Presley, who got to be so bulletproof in his own mind with countless overdoses,
well, yeah,
and near-death things.
Yep. And when same thing. You've got sycophants surrounding him, and that's the way
that
goes.
You get surrounded
down
by people that tell you what you want to hear, so you can,
right,
continue your behavior no matter how abhorrent it is. And
yeah,
we're not there.
We witnessed it on a smaller scale. I,
sure,
mean, you see that, and you just don't, you know, it's terrible. It's,
yeah,
it's terrible. But I wonder at the end of the day, when he's curling up to go to sleep alone, because he's a pariah in Hollywood, or then again, whether he is curling up to go to sleep alone, who knows with this guy? But I mean, it's just
maybe he has a Mac.
I get a sense more and more in today's society of these mega millionaires.
Yep.
The personal accountability just ain't there that much, you know.
And that's scary.
And I guess some of these women have come forward. That settled, and they come forward because of the lack of remorse on the part of the guy.
Right.
I don't know if it was Rose McGowan, but another of his victims came out and said, look, this happened to me when I was, you know, super young, mm-hmm, and we settled for $100,000, and I'm not supposed to talk about this.
Didn't she donate the money to a rape crisis?
Yes,
center?
But still, like, ideally, if you go to the letter of the law, you're not supposed to talk about it. It's
right,
done,
yeah,
right?
Right.
It's done.
Yeah.
And
they all come running afterwards. And the fact is that.
But I'm happy she's speaking
really
out.
I can't really blame them.
She's speaking out for coming out
because the fact is
it
that
has to
they.
Stop.
But they do this, but it is interesting, you know. So I think this is maybe a warning to all of these scumbags that settle, okay? That if you continue a pattern of horrible, almost borderline criminal behavior,
you can't buy your way out of it.
You're not going to buy it because it's going to come bite you in the ass eventually. Mm-hmm. And I think he's learning that the hard way. But anyway, Harvey Weinstein, and such a good looking man.
He can't, sorry, as my father would say, he can't get by on his looks forever.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, so I think it's over, though, right? I mean, you're not gonna, it's going to go
three
away.
Days. Yeah, three days to topple a legacy and an empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not, and I would say certainly by next week, I don't think we are going to have the Weinstein Company as we know it.
No.
They will quietly rebrand that company, and you will never see the Weinstein name on a movie screen or a television screen, unless you're looking at an oldie but goodie, like Wall Street or something.
Exactly.
Like
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
Classic flick.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
really.
Matt Damon getting kind of crap about this, too.
What is he supposed to do? He was a kid.
Yeah.
Kid. He was a kid. But he made
give me $1 million and finish my movie.
Hey, be nice
I
to
didn't
him.
Know you were being a dick.
Harvey. Be nice
literally?
To Harvey.
Harvey.
We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Brothers and sisters, gather together as huge revelations are shared on this week's O'Meara Cast.
The thought process of not eating for a week is mind-boggling to me.
P1 John Crandall of Tampa is this week's special guest who has his own wishes.
You know, sex boy's gone. Jennifer Wisniewski, I don't know what happened to her. I'd love to see those guys come back.
It's a show so jam-packed,
yeah. Thanks,
you'll
John.
Need to testify.
Thanks, John.
Yay,
John.
Church.
Download and feel the power. On the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I know that name, John Crandall. What a great job. Marcus talking to John Crandall. I got to go back and listen to that show. That's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. Big supporters. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody. Now that it's fall, life is more hectic than ever. That's why I care. What happened to Jennifer Wisniewski? Well, you got to start doing that some more. Come on. Why don't they do that for John
fired.
Crandall?
Now
John
you know.
Crandall.
Yeah.
Now that it's fall, life is more hectic than ever. That's why I care about getting the best quality sleep, and that's why I love my Sleep Number bed. To be your best during the day, you can't afford a mediocre night's sleep. You can, however, afford a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart. I'm smart. They actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Don't think so. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great.
Yeah.
Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, but they last twice as long. Plus, 91% of owners recommend them. Best of all, right now, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 sleep stores nationwide. Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Meara
do
sent
it.
You, ladies yeah. and gentlemen.
Woo. News.
Mike.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Briefly, there's a rumor that you and Jennifer Wisniewski settled out of court. Is that true?
Oscar, you know that I spoke to you before the show. You know that I was not supposed to have that brought up.
Yeah.
And there is a time and a place. I will not confirm or deny it at this point.
Yeah, it involved a lot of pumpkin spice, though. Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to plug something into the board today. Anyway, President Trump. President Trump's person. Thanks, John Crandall. I remember that name. I remember that name.
Really?
Positive guy. President Trump's first wife, Ivana, has been bragging lately about how close she still is with her ex.
Hi.
But she may have taken it a little too far during a stop on the book tour for her new memoir. So she wrote the memoir like after he got elected? Is that how that goes?
I'm sure she wrote every word of it.
She said, quote, I have the direct number to the White House, but I don't really want to call him there. Bah, 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 bah. Because Melania is there, and I don't really want to cause any kind of jealousy or something like that. No, of course not. That's why you're telling the press.
And she's also very busy chasing moose and squirrel.
Because I'm basically first Trump wife, okay? I'm first lady, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's what she said.
Whoa.
Well, Melania Trump decided not to let that stand.
Oh.
That's unusual for this White House, isn't
it? Yeah, to be confrontational like that.
Her spokeswoman said, quote, Mrs. Trump loves living in Washington, D.C. and is honored by her role as First Lady of the United States. She plans to use her title and role to help children, not sell books.
Oh.
There is clearly no substance to this statement from an ex. This is unfortunately only attention-seeking and self-serving noise. This came out of the White House!
The White
why
House!
Why can't Melania... Are they all petty?
Yes.
Do any of them want to be... Can't she be first lady like?
She cannot.
Unbelievable.
She cannot.
Oh, my God. Don't they know?
And
oh,
besides, she runs around with that sourpuss on her face. Come on, a smile. Might be nice.
You would think. Oh, my God. Well, it is what it is. O.J. Simpson packed on some pounds during his years behind bars. He ate stuff like burgers, hot dogs, Little Debbie snack cakes, and corn dogs without the stick. you know, for safety reasons.
A stickless corn dog.
Without the scooter stick. Sources say he was up to three bills, but late last year when parole started to seem like a real possibility, he decided to drop a few. You know, I can safely say it's not just behind bars where you can gain weight like
That's
that.
True, Mike. I hope Harvey Weinstein doesn't put on any stress weight.
So he cut out the snacks and went on the prison's diabetic diet. Why do I see a book coming out? The prison's diabetic diet. He also enlisted the help of Craig Titus. Craig's a former bodybuilder and a convicted murderer whose 55-year sentence also includes time for arson and kidnapping.
Ooh.
Well, that's
Hi,
my
I'm
trainer.
Arson.
I'm kidnapping. OJ's knees are in bad shape, so they did a lot of walking around the prison yard. Titus also showed him some light exercise and calisthenics he could do, not to mention weightlifting. With his help, OJ dropped 100 pounds.
Wow.
So by the way, the Saturday Night Live this past weekend, which was kind of meh.
Exactly.
For dinner.
I love watching
dinner with
Gal
OJ.
Gadot.
Gal got it, yeah.
She is it great. Got it?
No, I was joking. Gadot. Gal Gadot.
Gal got it. She's got it.
She's man. Got it. You can have it.
The OJ dinner was the funniest skit that they did.
He said, I don't know Absolutely why they gave the me a plastic knife.
That was beautifully done.
It was.
Anyway, it was special. Oops. Hello, thank you. Yesterday, Ellen DeGeneres teased another interview with Oprah. This one for her Ellen's Show Me More show, okay. Which hits YouTube today. You'll probably like it if you find the two of them amusing, or if you just like watching two insanely rich people talk about how infrequently they do everyday things that everyday people do. For example, let me read that sentence again.
No, okay? I think you did good.
Or if you just like watching two insanely rich people talk about how infrequently they do the everyday things that everyday people do. For example, Ellen asks Oprah what her ATM PIN number is, and Oprah says she doesn't have one because, are you ready for this, Oprah fans? She hasn't been to a bank in 30 years.
Man.
Special.
That makes me like her so much more.
I love her after this.
Me
Here's
too.
The quote. She says, yeah, I went to the bank recently because I hadn't been to the bank since 1988. I went to deposit $1 million. I just wanted to go there just to do it. I stood in line just to do it. It felt fantastic. It was fantastic. Actually, it was $2 million. Thanks, Oprah.
You get a check.
What a
you
deal.
Get a check.
Who even says that?
I bet she
left me off.
And you know what? When she left the bank, she took all the lollipops.
Here we go. Thank you.
One of the long massaging alarm.
Really? No, that was more of a fat joke.
No, not for Oprah. No. You don't need to hit it for that.
Yeah.
That's Rich Lady, Fat Lady alarm.
Rich Lady, Fat Lady. My favorite miniseries.
One of the longest running studies on happiness started in Harvard in 1938. Still going on. John F. Kennedy was part of the original group, and about 60 people from it are still alive. They're all in their 90s now. Over the course of almost 80 years, the researchers have found the two main things that affect long-term happiness, especially as we get older. So if you only focus on two things, here's what they should be. Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Try not to let things stress you out if they really don't matter. I need to work on that.
Okay.
That means you have to start putting things in perspective and realizing what's important and what's not. I have to jump in with this, Rob, because I know we started the show with this, but I did boycott Facebook all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And Mrs. O'Mara said she noticed it. She actually noticed my
Mood.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, but then you hear like a name of a listener that may have slighted me in the past, and I hear it on a promo, and I kind of spiral.
Gotta take a deep dive.
So I got to really like work on that. Number two, don't let yourself become too isolated. They found a really strong connection between how happy people are, how much they socialize, and how close they stay with friends and family. I think we can probably all back that
Do you know that I would think that one of the weird things about modern time and social media, it makes it easier to stay in touch. So I don't know, are we happier now because it's easier to stay in touch and become less isolated?
They go on to say it doesn't mean stay in touch with everyone. Being isolated isn't good, but neither is spending a lot of time with people who are toxic or negative all the time. You know, when I think about my golf guys that I play golf with, I wonder about that because this show, you know, I describe it as three guys busting each other's chops. I do the same thing with the guys that I go out and golf with.
Yeah.
It's kind of, but it's a prickly kind of deal. There's not a lot of.
We actually like each other.
Yeah, I think we have, and with family, my family does it a lot too.
They don't like me.
It's all based in love. I would say you probably don't love your golf guys.
Guy told me to take my hat off when I went into the club yesterday. Well, and he did it in a way that was just kind of like, you know, not funny or not ball busting. Yeah.
Was it your Ringling Brothers hat?
My little golf hat? Yeah, the one that I have here.
My ringmaster hat.
That would be funny.
You should wear that out next time.
Tom, I wore a hat for you. But anyway.
That is hilarious.
That is too funny.
And say it like Bo Bridges.
I came home, and it was like a petty little detail, but I was like going, that was just unkind, and it's because I'm not a good golfer.
It's a dick move, is what it is.
Didn't you shoot a solid 82 last week?
87 the other day, 91 yesterday. Oh. So that was it. But you know, anyway, it's a petty thing, and I have to throw those away.
You have to let it go.
You know,
being petty has helped me out. The Miami Dolphins had an offensive line coach. You see this yesterday. His name was Chris Forster.
Oh, this tape.
He resigned yesterday. A video of him using a $20 bill to snort three lines of a white substance leaked online. Well, we know what the white substance was. It was coke.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't
booger sugar, Mike.
You never know.
Booger sugar. He released this statement, quote, "I'm resigning from my position and accept full responsibility for my actions. I want to apologize to the organization, and my sole focus is on getting the help I need." All right. The video is a minute long. Apparently, Chris recorded it himself and sent it to a woman who describes herself as, quote, "a professional tease."
Mike, may I play the tape?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it really, you need to hear it, because we've all had embarrassing moments, but this guy.
Okay.
This guy.
"Hey, man. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?" And there's those big grains falling. "But I miss you. I miss you a lot. What do you think? Crazy?" No, babe. It's going to be a while before we can do this again. Because I know you're going to keep that baby. "But I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you, how high we got together, how much fun it was."
Aww.
"So much fun. The last little bit before I go to my meeting."
"Before I go to my meeting."
"Is that a bit, you think?" "I think not. I wish I was looking this off your
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my. Bye-bye.
Go Dolphins.
There you go.
Perfect season.
She's the one, by the way, who posted the video. His buddy.
She seems like
so
a good
much.
Person.
Her exact motive is unknown, but racial issues in the NFL may have had something to do with it. Does that mean she's African American and he's white? I don't know. They didn't go deeper.
Let's stay vague.
I think his creepy voice really transcends race, because I get the douche chills.
Why did she release it? Is the question. That's
who knows?
That's
black
the racial
male.
Factor.
I don't know the politics behind it, Mike. I just know that I'm skeeved out by that.
I know that we can't do cocaine until you have the baby. Thanks.
And now a little something, something. Ready to get a little skeeved out again?
Again?
Please.
Let's reset.
A 31-year-old guy named Cameron Peterson and a 37-year-old friend of his named Veronica Hutchinson were at a bus stop in Clearwater, Florida last Thursday around 6 p.m. when apparently the mood struck. So they got down on the grass next to the bus stop, and Cameron started providing Veronica with something that she might have required.
Oh.
If you know what I mean?
I think I do.
But they were in full view of a 6-lane highway in Clearwater.
Clearwater.
And someone called the cops on him. When the police got there, Cameron was still doing what he was doing with Veronica. He was the giver, not the receiver. And they were arrested for performing an unnatural and lascivious act. And, of course, we haven't had one in a while. I don't do them as regularly as I used to, but I felt a slogan just pop
into
my
head. A slogan for the state of Florida.
State of Florida slogan coming at you right now, boys. Here we go. Florida. Where you can go downtown even before your bus gets there. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault. You got some sounds for us today?
Baby guys. Little ones.
Very good. Little baby sounds. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who
lunch.
Stretch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now here to tell us all about the TMOS bonus packages, Mr. Bo Bridges.
Hey, there's a chill in the air. And it can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches. Time to go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves. But beware, it's that time of year for chiggers and ticks. And even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck. The worst of all, blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling it. Well, let me get my brother Bo to come in here. My brother Jeff.
Hold on.
Don't drain us, you disgusting bloodsuckers. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Want to make sure you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn.
Is that your favorite season, Jeff?
Autumn. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So quit sucking, and we thank you. Now let's bring him in here. Audio Vault Boy, I just shut the door. I'm over on the other side.
Let's open up the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
Just I would not be doing my duty and serving our nerd culture if I didn't mention that last night the first trailer for The Last Jedi premiered halftime on Monday Night Football. When I saw it on YouTube today, it was cresting 7 million views overnight. It looks fantastic. Here's some audio from the trailer.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
I have to admit, after seeing it, I'm excited. It looks fantastic.
Looks good.
I can't wait.
It looks like Rey is going to get training from Luke and from the guy that our intern looked like. I'm sorry, my mind is a bit of a mess.
Kylo Ren.
Yes, thank you.
Kylo Ren. And then Leah and all that.
Yeah. So. And there's a lot of Carrie Fisher in the trailer. I was surprised how much Carrie Fisher was in the trailer.
Well, so, when's it come out?
It comes out Christmas time, I think December 15th.
Oh, man, okay, not soon enough.
Tickets are available now, Mike.
I'm surprised your kid hasn't gotten into it, for even being at school.
Peer pressure will do it.
You know, there's only one reason he hasn't. It's because he lives with me.
Okay. I've teased this, so let's go with this. She's a TV reporter now. Her name is Lauren Sivan, S-I-V-A-N. And she was on the Megyn Kelly Today program, who I want to congratulate going 5 days without a scandal. On
Yay,
the
Megyn
Kelly. Good job.
Yay, Megyn, as Robert would say. Robert Sr.
Yay for Megyn. Here is her description of a meeting she had with Harvey Weinstein. The details will give you those chills all over again.
He cornered me and leaned in and tried to kiss me. Said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm sorry. You know, I have a very serious boyfriend and I'm not interested. And I thought it would end there. But that's when he blocked the entrance or exit for me and said, well, then just stand there and be quiet. And he immediately exposed himself and, you know, began pleasuring himself. And I just stood there dumbfounded. He finished and I said, can I go now? I was pretty annoyed at that point. And he said, yes, let's go.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's just a kink that everybody found out about yesterday, and that's just he's gone. Who knows what the ramifications are going to be? But he's no longer the mogul he was, and this will probably stick around for a while.
He also called her later on and said, "Wasn't that fun?"
Yeah,
yeah.
I like the enthusiastic. Yeah, let's go.
The guy's ill, obviously.
Oh yeah, there's a problem there.
Yeah, big time.
CBS football announcer Spiro Dedes, I think his name is pronounced. He had a slip of the tongue or an odd way to call a quarterback sack against Russell Wilson. I like this this term.
As he gets ready, and they Dick Wilson.
They Dick Wilson.
Wow.
Let's hear that one more time.
I've never played high-level football, so I don't know if that's a term that's used.
I think it has a lot to do with Harvey Weinstein. I think.
Could
I don't know.
Deck.
As he gets ready, and they Dick Wilson.
That's not Deck.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, let's, Deck let's, would probably be what he was trying to say.
Let's keep an eye out for that. And let us close. Jimmy Kimmel when he is just being genuine, Jimmy Kimmel is the most entertaining man on television.
I believe so.
Here he is talking about his typical American weekend.
My wife and I, we went to a wedding in Central California on the weekend. On the way home, our electric car ran out of electric. And I went and got a flu shot at Walmart while it was charging for 3 hours. And I got in a fight with the president's son on Twitter. So just a normal...
He brings me great joy. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Everybody have a great Tuesday.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Here's our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Don't forget, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. You can call us at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. That's it. Thank you to Rob. And Rob, once again, my sincere condolences to your family on the loss of your stepdad. And to Sharon, we love you. And hang in there. It's going to be a tough few days, and we feel for you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Love you, Sharon.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Come down for moose soup after!
Hooray!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.